Hello. Welcome to Dungeonetics. Hey, just real quick, I just want to talk about escapism. It's what we practice here at Dungeonetics. It's the tendency to seek distraction and relief from unpleasant realities, especially by seeking entertainment or engaging in fantasy. Now, truth be told, we're hurting no one, by partaking in Dungeonetics. We don't force our views on anyone. We don't try to destroy the world. We just want peace and a place to call our own. If you take away the arts, may God have mercy on your soul. And there's a very valid reason for that, and I don't understand. There are certain things out there that are opiates for the masses. Sports. It gives them an identity. Something that they can put a passion into. Religion. Possibly also an opiate, depending on how well you decide to follow, or to the lack that you do not believe. And I'm not here to tell you one way or the other. I'm just saying, it keeps us distracted. So when you cut funding on the National Endowment of the Arts, you're just shooting yourself in the foot. That comes double fold on you when people realize they can't speak or talk or express. Much like in our story, where the Duke has taken over the city and camping and encapsulating himself in the keep, while the common folk and council are doomed to face the zombie hordes. Our heroes of Gloom Meadow have befallen this scene, only once again to become heroes or villains, depending on which side of the aisle you're standing on. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to Dungeonetics. Let's get straight into the episode. Oh, I hope this doesn't go badly for me.
It's in the Haven.
Who's me to go take care of this Haven area?
Yeah, because we got to get the scroll.
We gotta get
from the
White
Tower.
So we gotta get down.
Well, does anyone have like sense motive? Is there any way we can tell if this guy is?
Yeah,
like,
you can do
got,
a wisdom
like,
check.
His fingers crossed behind his back or
check.
Something.
Wisdom check.
9 plus 4.
Do we all do
as
it?
As far as you know, he's as sincere as he looks. Oh. Haven has the only like academy of wizards in the entire kingdom.
Oh.
And that's where he came from. He's from the tower. Why he's sending you back? Is he wants to go back to a library he already studied in.
Why doesn't he
go
back
knows
here?
The scroll is there, but he's got experiments he's working on here.
And he knows that we're the men for the job. The A-team.
Hey.
Tim, you can hire the A-team.
The A-team.
Well, before we decide to head off to the Haven and get the scroll and check out the big evil going on down there, Did this release of blue light have any effect on the town in a negative way that we noticed?
Not that you've noticed, no.
All right.
It's the tower just rejecting a foreign body. It doesn't identify Zorin as its proper master.
Okay.
Well, what about Yukaza? Maybe maybe it wants your good and plenty.
My good and plenty? Does it recognize me? No.
You have no idea how to interact with it.
Yeah.
You'd have to experiment. And he says that you wouldn't likely have it.
Okay.
It's meant for someone that's
dead.
I know.
Have
he's
you seen
got
his,
a big black staff.
Have you
man.
Seen his big black staff?
All right. So then we have to plan a trip to Haven then. Yeah?
We have to go to Haven.
Yeah.
Let's go to Haven.
To Haven. Ooh, 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 ooh.
You sure you don't want to stay behind?
I'm probably going to have to.
You got time.
No, no. We got something for you eventually when you have to leave.
Mm. All right.
All right. So the party travels. It takes about 5 days on horseback to arrive in Haven. Are you guys going just the four of you?
Yes.
Or are you going to bring some retainers?
We need to bring some red shirts, folks.
We can just have Bobby recruit some squirrels and we can put little shirts on them. And
shirts.
With permission, I'm going to pick new spells.
Yeah, sure.
Cool, thanks.
You arrive at the city of Haven. It sprawls out before you along the bluffs. It's a coast city. Adjacent to the Gray Sea.
Oh, man.
The foreboding walls of Stonehold Keep, where the Duke of Arsfield lives, overlook the city from a vantage point upon a nearby plateau. The gates through the city walls are open with a half dozen guards that appear nervous and anxious, while you hear a large amount of screaming and yelling in the distance. So you're now at the gates. There's six guards, and they seem like they got, like, cold sweat.
Oh, boy.
And you can hear a lot of ruckus in the background.
Someone open up the
They kind of look over at you guys, the four of you travelers.
Seriously, what's going on here? There's a ruckus inside. We're here on business. You guys need help?
He's like, what business are you here on?
It doesn't matter. You guys need help. You got screaming inside.
We can't just... We're at a tense moment right now. What business do you have in the town?
We seek knowledge in the Mage Tower's library.
That man's a king!
Well, he's a lord.
Oh, whatever.
That man's a lord.
He's like, you're lord. Lord who?
Lord of Gloom Meadow, bitch. No.
Lord Ralph.
No, I'm the current acting lord of Gloom Meadow.
Show him the shoulder things.
One of the guards whispers to another, he's like, yeah, we heard about you, Albert Shaw. You used to serve in the Vizier's army.
I did.
We did not know you were coming to visit the Duke. The Duke's not really taking visitors at the moment. However, you guys might be... We've heard stories of your tales in battle. And currently, we're having a little trouble in the town center.
And what kind of trouble might that be?
The people are a little upset.
Oh.
We've been having some trouble in the city of Haven in the last few months.
And what kind of trouble would upset your citizens?
I think you should probably speak with the council.
All right. Lead the way.
They admit you entrance. The guy whistles to the guy inside, and the guy opens up the doors, and you guys go in. You follow the noise, and it's not that hard.
Avoid the noise.
You see at the heart of Haven is an impressive marketplace forged in rings. Concentric rings of stalls with an elaborate stone building at the center. Ooh. The city center is currently swarmed with furious townsfolk gathered in the hundreds, voicing their displeasure with the actions of the nobility concerning their safety. In the eye of the storm are a group of men surrounded by armed guards trying to calm the masses.
So someone hasn't been doing their job around here, it seems like.
Yeah, the people rioting, or not rioting, but upset and protesting in the middle are over the population of your entire town.
Oh, boy.
Can I locate the guardhouse and just get rumors, see what...
Well, you see a bunch of guards in, like, the crowd, like, dispersed, and there's a large concentration of them surrounding a group of very finely dressed men in the stone building in the center of town.
Okay.
So, would you like to gather some rumors there?
I could... Magical lore? Should we see if there's anything...
I don't think there's anything...
No, this is a lynch mob about to take down some nobles.
I do have... Well, should we put a shield... Should we keep ourselves protected in case something happens?
Well, this is happening when we're on our way to meet the Duke, the Duke?
But he's not happy. But these guys aren't going to hurt us. I think 14. We'll be fine.
All right, you mingle with some of the people chanting. They're basically, and since the zombies appeared, the Duke sent out patrols and he kept this area safe. He is a moderately sized military. However, his wife died from the plague.
Oh.
And he became a little unhinged after that.
Oh, no.
But he still gave his duty after that to the civilians, and he protected them. But now, recently, he has a new mistress. And ever since she's been by his side...
Black Widow.
Basically, he has pulled all his patrols into Stonehold Keep, and all his soldiers stay in the castle. And the watch is left protecting the town.
Oh, wow.
In addition, about the same week that happened, the White Tower phased out of existence. And when you go to its site, you see a ghostly spear, but you can't interact with it.
What?
Is, what's his name?
And there's...
happened to be, Setzel's sister?
Oh, maybe. No.
I told you we should have killed him way back
when.
I know. And that's exactly who it is, because I can tell by John's face. Hutzel's sister. We're going to have to mess with her again.
Who is this person?
Hutzel's sister.
Yeah.
Is
the beginning of
angry,
the...
angry woman.
Did you apologize?
Who Hutzel did not want to kill right away.
Yeah, he cut that head off without knowing, though.
And then he killed his father and her sister.
Do you want to talk to your sister?
And then he let her go again after she tried to kill us.
Wow, you really are the Black Dragon.
Yeah.
Damn.
Black Dragon shooting star.
So that's basically what's happened. And recently they're protesting. There's been people going missing at night.
Yeah.
By the way,
his sister's also like in league with the Dark One.
Oh, so she's like
okay. The Baroness.
Yeah, she's like a buyer.
You met the sister?
She was.
Oh. She was the person in the cultist that was your jail cell
that you
guys released.
Yeah. She's no good.
Yeah.
She's here.
I wanted to kill her way back when, but everyone said no. Let's not kill her.
So basically, that's what's happened recently. There's been a string of missing people. The watch is stretched to the limit without the Duke's men. And in the middle, those are the council. And since the Duke has taken a disinterest with the city, the council has been running it in his name.
Oh.
But they're basically protesting them, and they're at the center of the crowd.
Okay, we need to get the nobles back in charge.
We're going to go meet this Duke.
Not gonna let us in.
No. Hutzel needs to.
We're gonna go with saying that we're like an envoy. Well, with the new lord.
Okay. Can we interrupt the crowd and actually explain what our plan is that we're gonna take?
Do you have any way that would grab people's attention? Because there's a lot of screaming people.
I'll shoot a lightning bolt on them.
That'll grab attention.
Yeah.
Bam!
Just shoot light of the air.
Yes, I actually do.
Alright.
Air horn?
No.
Can we get
Mr. Shaw on like a high pedestal somewhere or something of that sort?
Brian Benova.
Like anywhere that there's like a statue or something like that.
You can get him on one of the market stalls.
Yeah, stand up on that bad boy, will you? All
right, I'm doing it.
Get in your soapbox.
I'm gonna call Moonbeam down from the sky and just illuminate it.
That's awesome.
People of New, where are we?
New Haven.
Thank you.
We have come to solve your problems because we are good people from Green Meadow.
People are still shouting. You need some kind of. There are a lot of people around him starting to look over, but there's still a lot of noise. So your voice isn't being heard.
You have like some tentacles.
You need something. You need something loud to quiet them.
I'll thunder wave their asses. Just knock them all down.
If only you had an object that made loud noises.
You mean like...
only there was an object.
Like my horn.
Oh! You have a horn? You've had a horn this entire time?
I have a horn of blasting. That thing I used to beat the...
Like my horn!
Then blast away, sir.
All right, you basically go on one of the stalls. So you're at like 12 feet.
With a moonbeam on you.
With a moonbeam. Some people are starting
to come in.
And then all of a sudden you play your horn of blasting... And like a good half of the people just go completely silent, and everyone just looks at you.
Just like deaf from this horn of blasting.
And all right, there's probably like 400 plus people staring at you.
You better say something good.
Yeah.
No pressure. I took a public speaking class. This will be fine.
What's your charisma at?
Yeah, no hiding.
Pretend everyone's naked.
Look off into the distance. Don't make eye contact.
Especially Brian.
Okay. Mm. I realize that this is a very tense time for the city, but I've come from
a
local hold, and I plan to meet with the Duke to get to the bottom of your problems. But I need everyone to remain calm and be civil and work with the town guard until we can solve this matter.
Wow, nice.
All right, you see some of the people are starting to look around. You hear some whispering, people saying the Black Dragon. Well, his armor is literally carved from the corpse of the Black Dragon, so there's not a lot of people that wear that.
That's the Black Dragon!
Hey, look at the Black Dragon!
Oh my gosh, he's here to save us!
That guy's a hero.
He's a hero!
He's so dreamy! He's so dreamy.
All right.
You mind the fact his name?
You start to take.
I'm gonna tell his dad.
The oomph out of the crowd. A lot of them aren't yelling as much. A few of them are starting to leave.
I already married that hack chick, Eileen. He came on Eileen.
As the people are coming out, you do notice leaving the crowd. You notice one guy that was cloaked in black robes.
Oh, I'm tailing that guy.
And he's kind of like ushering people to leave, and he leaves with like a large portion of people. And after the crowd gets down to about 200 people,
can I sneak after that guy?
If you want,
he's probably part of the cultists.
I'm sneaking after that guy.
Working for my sister.
And now it's down to like 200 people, so you can now walk around freely in the thing. People are now quiet, more like casually conversing with themselves instead of like yelling at the center.
Right.
And after a few moments, about half dozen guardsmen come towards you, and they're like,
uh-oh.
The council would like to speak with you.
I bet.
Finally.
All right, let's
do
this.
Well,
we're meeting the council. Are you coming with us, or are you tailing the dudes in the robes?
I'm tailing the dudes in the robes, man.
All right.
Come with him.
I love you.
Okay.
We're meeting the council.
Yeah.
So you basically go back to, you come to the council. It's a big stone elaborate with columns in the middle, which is the council house. Entering the council chambers, you are greeted by the seven councilors of Haven. They spade a wide range of characters. One is old, and you assume is in charge because his dress is a little more regal and bears the seal of House Fairfax, which is the Duke's house, while another barely looks 20. One counselor is tremendously obese and seems to have sweat grease with his hair slicked back, sitting next to another counselor that appears to have not eaten in a week, as he appears to be a layer of skin stretched over a framework of bones.
Oh.
The last three are average middle-aged men, but all seven are dressed to display their impressive wealth. The eldest one greets the party and asks what business brings you to the city of Haven.
We seek knowledge hidden away in the White Tower.
Knowledge? What knowledge?
A powerful wizard has contacted us and informed us that he may have a method that could end the zombie hordes that ravage our lands, but he needs a scroll of information that dwells within that tower.
That would be a great thing if you could end the blight, but I don't know if you've heard that the White Tower is phased out of our ability to interact with it.
We have a wizard of our own, and we're hoping that he can intuit the cause of it.
You're free to try.
Yeah, I like to try.
As you can see, our people are on a little edgy. We have a lot of situations we can't control.
But you can't control your duke that's causing the stir.
He's like, well, my name is Chancellor Elmar.
My name is Chester Winterbottom.
I'm Chancellor Elmar the Great, and I am appointed by the Duke to lead the council. However, since the Duke has stopped interacting with us, we've had to step up and take more of a role. He points around the table to the obese counselor. This is Esmond White. Then he goes to the really thin one. He is Emerso the Pure. Don't be offended by his appearance. He is deeply religious and fasts 2 out of 3 days.
Whoa.
The very young man, his name is Jarvis the Handsome. He's a little older than he looks. And then we have Baxter Shepherd.
Baxter Shepherd?
That guy's pretty damn cool name.
What?
That guy drew a short straw.
Baxter Shepherd?
That's an awesome name.
Then we have awesome. Lynn Bather. And Kinsley Woodward.
We have another Kinsley, wow.
So mainly also, important people star here are Jarvis, Esmond, Emersol, and what's the gentleman's name again? The head guy.
Elmar.
Thank you.
So, also starring.
We hear that your Duke's sudden disinterest in his rule...
The mistress.
...began shortly after her arrival. What can you tell us about her, if anything?
She's the most beautiful woman you've ever seen.
Do you suspect her of witchcraft?
I stooped her.
I have no idea.
Ooh, yeah.
She came in. She hasn't really interacted with the crowd that well. But she soothed the Duke's pain when he was grieving for his wife.
I'm sure.
Has anyone come or gone from the Duke's palace?
Someone came, right?
Oh, it was a Duke. He's coming and going.
Currently, not many people leave. He's pretty much dropped the gates, and people don't come out for in the keep at the moment.
And the pants.
You know the... I'm not there, so I can't say anything.
I'm just assuming here, but... Maybe the showing up this lady might have something to coincide with the White Tower kind
disappearing.
Of out.
Yeah.
It's entirely possible.
So they happened.
We just had no resources to... We have a watch, and he has his military.
We can't get in there.
We can get in there.
However, we do have some tasks that have been beyond our ability to solve. If you could help us, we would be able to... Once this town is more peaceful, we could... give you what resources we could diverge on both on your tasks.
Can we meet? Can we meet him?
They can aid us in meeting him, yes. So,
I think it would also be important for some sort of alliance to be created between Gloom Meadow and New Haven.
Agreed.
You know, in the long terms, I mean, essentially, we can help you out with your problems. Shoot. You can probably even take the Duke.
Yeah. Maybe appoint someone else.
And you seem like a fine gentleman yourself.
Well, yeah. we'll cross that bridge when we want.
Sounds fair.
Right now, we just need to... We need to get the population under control. This city has about 8,000 residents.
Yeah, crap.
What tasks do you need accomplished?
Well, the biggest thing they're complaining about now is the people going missing at night. And I just don't have the watch... the men on every street.
It's not a full moon tonight, is it?
No. I just don't have the men to patrol everything.
Any clues?
And our watches just haven't gotten to the bottom of it yet.
Nothing. Fun fact, though, it is a full moon out there today.
Oh, yeah.
I already barked at it earlier.
So what information do you have so far on the incidents?
The most vocal people that have lost family members are... three townsfolk that have been sending us requests to get to the bottom of it. The watch has gathered some information on it. I'm not privy to this information. I'm not part of the investigation. And there's, of course, those three family members I can direct you to, and they can tell you whatever they know about their missing family members.
All right.
Yeah, let's...
Then we talk to the families house. And the watch and see what we can figure out.
Yeah.
We would be grateful, appreciative. And if you could solve this murder, I would give each of you 100 gold pieces.
Ooh.
I'll buy some sandies.
From the town treasury.
All right.
I can buy some sandwiches.
Just random thoughts was flying through my head.
All right, I'm following that dude still, right?
All right, while they were doing that, you followed the dude.
It took forever.
Do you want to talk to him or just follow him?
I'm just going to follow him for now. Stealthily.
He's staying at an inn. He seems pretty popular with the people. And he just goes to the common room in the inn, and he's having some drinks with the town folk.
All right, I go inside the common room as well.
Okay.
Pull up a chair in the bar.
Right, you pull up a chair.
Talk to the bartender.
What are you going to ask him?
It's kind of just, you know, small talk at first. Kind of just.
What do you got on tap?
You know, he gives you a drink. He talks about all the shit that's been going on. The fact that people have been disappearing on the streets.
I heard about this. I was just over at the center there. They had a big hubbub. What was that all about? You know?
There's no. The orders are devolving in this town, and I don't think the council has control of it. No one thinks the council has control of it.
As I was over there, there was a gentleman sitting at the table over there. Was seemed to be gathering people together as he was
leaving? Is he leader of a group or something?
It's Leon. He's a maid from the White Tower. He's been staying here since the tower left. He was out doing whatever wizards do. And he came back in the tower. He wasn't able to get back inside.
And he doesn't know us a wizard either. That's crazy.
Well, thanks for your time. And I get a second drink and I'll...
He gives you another drink.
I head over to the end.
All right, you go over. He sees you and he raises his glass. He's like, I haven't seen you before. Are you from out of town?
Yes, I am here with some of my compatriots. We were sent here by a... what was that guy's name? Tower.
Zorin.
Yep.
Sitting here by Zorin.
His eyes perk up and he kicks out of the chair for it. He's like, Zorin left not too long ago. He said he had a lead on putting the dead to rest.
Yes, he's at a tower at the town that I am from, Blue Meadow. He's in that tower now trying to do some experiments.
How's his progress?
They're going, but he's looking for a scroll that he, of course, forgot a scroll in the tower.
He sighs and he's like, I've tried as much as I can. I can't break whatever is sealing the tower away.
What do you know of this mistress that has appeared to
don't like her?
You know anything about her at all?
Name
or anything?
She didn't spend much time. She worked her way into the court pretty fast.
Yeah, but she did.
Smooth operator.
I have no idea where or what's going on with her.
Well, we've been sitting here by by the head wizard here, Zorin, to...
He's not the head wizard.
Well, by Zorin to get a scroll from the White Tower. Would you want to help us in our mission to get into the tower to...
I've been trying every day. I don't have any leads so far. I do know the tower was sealed from within. I don't know, it's...
Like a security
protocol? The tower
protocol?
Is very old. It wasn't built by us.
Yes.
It was built by the Firstborn. Same thing with the Obsidian Tower that's rests in your city.
Yes.
We've taken it because there's a lot of built-in mechanisms. I believe that there is a fail-safe in the tower that takes it out of this realm and puts it into the astral realm. It's basically a defense mechanism. And I don't know anyone in the tower that had the knowledge of how to activate this, but someone did.
It's like a cloaking device.
I don't know how to breach it from the outside. That's the problem.
It's built by Romulans.
All right, well, how about say we meet here tomorrow and we'll see if we can exchange some ideas. I'll introduce you to the rest of my my kindreds. And
I look forward to that. He raises the glass.
Good day, sir. I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow?
That's, guys, that was a good one.
Shut up, assholes. Right.
So
thanks, Bobby.
The four of you meet back up.
I like Chester better.
Where are you guys going?
I'm going to meet up with these guys.
Yeah, you meet back up, but where's your investigation taking you first?
Dude, I met a dude from the tower, man.
Is he good?
He's a sweet guy, man.
Is he a good dude?
He's a good guy. We drank a couple.
I say we talk to the victim of the most recent disappearance and then work our way back.
Is there any way I can use my stone cunning or anything of that to kind of get a, like, what was this building made of? Any significance with the materials in the building?
Which building?
The White Tower.
You can't do anything.
It's an astral plane, so there's no...
Oh,
nothing.
Magical lore. You can see there's something
holding
it. We know
it's
magical.
Yeah, but what? Why is it...
I told you it's a fail safe.
It's a white marble.
Okay. I told you the whole thing. I told you everything that guy just said.
It was most likely created by the elves.
Okay.
So that's something a dwarf would know.
Yeah, dwarf.
Firstborn,
I bet you do.
So we'll spend most of the afternoon investigating the disappearances and then break off to meet Mark Torrey's contact with the tower.
Well, all right. Well, you go to the most recent person. You meet Milton Crane. And he's filed several complaints with the town watch. His mother, Isabel, went missing walking home from church. The health of her husband, who's been sick and since passed. She was walking back through her path normally takes her. She was at night, but at night they do have lanterns on the side of the streets. She was alone in the pool of blood along her path. They might be hers.
You guys DNA tested?
She was a pretty prominent textile importer.
Looks like we got ourselves a sticky situation.
Now the local police, they've actually kind of scoured the crime syndicate or see if there's any ransoms, that sort of thing. That it's not common for kidnaps to happen like this.
No, we haven't got any requests.
Here goes
for
David Crusoe on his mission over here.
No, I just want to tie in because I'm actually trying to have everything lead back to the mistress or whatever, your sister.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know I'm going with this one.
Oh, that's not good.
Are you going to see any of the other people?
Yes.
Next person on the list is. His name is.
The Den Woman.
Sorry. His name's Julian Wright. No.
Den Lady.
Julian.
Wrong.
Yeah, Julian.
Julian Wrong.
His son. His son went missing. Avery Bloom.
Oh,
he was
Bloom?
Also walking through Old Haven District.
Dead kid.
He didn't really work.
It's like a special
His
victims
family
unit thing.
Independently wealthy. He would commonly go and meet up with Marion Wright, who he was currently dating.
Oh, I know.
Okay, so we
have her father is a councilman.
So there really doesn't seem like there's a particular type of job or family or anything that's actually being targeted.
Well, we have determined that both crimes happened in
a passion?
The what? Old Haven District, and that both people were from prominent members of society.
Okay. This is true.
So who's the third victim?
Third one is actually, you meet with Molly Bartho. Her husband, Nathan, went missing, coming home from work late. He was also passing through Old Haven District. He's an independent tailor weaver. He makes basically like carpets and fabrics. But he's a kind of a smaller operation, but his craftsmanship is like well known. So he doesn't produce a lot of quantity, but he definitely, his craftsmanship sets him above with high prices. Hmm.
So
there's no connection.
Yeah, there's a connection.
Yeah,
textiles.
Your connection.
Your connection.
That is true. They all have a tie to textiles. They're all somewhat higher members of society.
Yeah.
And it all happened basically in the same area.
What if we dress Hutzel up as a woman and we start...
I love it.
Don't make me push
And we
you.
Go at night and we make a walk through.
And just, well, I'm like, oh, fabrics. Soap from the east.
Pinterest, ooh. I'm on Pinterest. You know, and yeah. Like, I
Pinterest.
Pinterest.
Nice.
I'm on ye old Pinterest.
Well, okay.
Ye old Pinterest.
The thing that really alarms me is the fact that they... This is bad.
Are we not killing things in this game?
No, we're not.
It's boring.
Oh, come on. We killed some trolls.
Yeah.
Now we're trying to find out about fabrics.
This is more interesting. Yeah, into a mystery. It's like with Scooby-Doo in the gang.
Hey, I'm doing this in my kitchen because I gotta be real quiet. Thank you for listening to Dungeonetics. We can be reached at Dungeonetics@gmail.com, Dungeonetics on Instagram, and Dungeonetics on Twitter. Hey, I know it's kind of crazy out there. Trust me.
Okay, nobody knows.
It's gonna get
These
worse
are the clues. We know where these people are. What if we just stage it one night and see if something happens?
Make sure it's not a full moon.
Yeah, we gotta get bait and... I don't know, that's just my idea, because it seems like we don't have any leads. There's no solid leads. It's just... These people, textiles.
You don't know how badly I just want to turn into like a bird, fly into the window, and just kill that girl. Sorry.
Yeah.
I feel like this really, that's the cause of, of all this.
But I agree.
We have to find out why.
Yeah, we can't just, because what if it's not?
Yeah. When you said moonbeam earlier, I was like, oh crap.
Wait a minute. No, Mark, you could be the bait. And then when he shows up, Bobby puts the moon out, yeah, you fucking turn the werewolf.
The moonbeam turns him regular. It doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't want him.
Well, hey, if he turns into a werewolf, we'll toss him some Scooby snacks and, like.
I don't know, that's my idea. Is to play some bait and go for it and see if we.
Well, you said.
And see if we
Sounds
can
good. Let's
solve
do it.
This mystery.
Okay.
Let's do it.
You guys head out, walking the same path that they described, which are very similar. In this world, you're basically in the southern hemisphere. Mm. So, like most fantasies, you'll see the north is where it's cold. Mm-hmm. But in this one, the south is where it's cold. Because the north, it's warm because that's near the equator. So basically, tonight is the night of the first snow.
Okay.
You guys are walking your path on the streets of the Haven.
Very good.
And the streets of Haven are deathly quiet, and a soft snow has begun to fall. The first snow of the season. The lanterns along the stream seem to hiss and recoil from the snow, and shadows cascade across the buildings on each side of the street.
The moon comes out.
Suddenly, you're silenced and shattered by the sound of a young woman screaming.
Oh, Jesus.
That would scare Brian.
That's me screaming, guys. I'm just scared. I saw my own shadow. Let's run towards the stream.
I turn to a werewolf and kill them all.
You run to the sound of the scream, and as you turn a corner, you see a woman being held to the ground by one of seven men. Ooh. A blade is held to her throat as they appear to be preparing to slice her throat, the bleeder dry. The six others just watch on.
Vampires.
Can I thunderwave them all?
Lena, kill the girl, too.
Well, you know, there's going to be
acceptable loss.
Can I sneak attack?
You can also sculpt your spell so
you don't
assassinate
hit.
Can I sculpt my spell to not hit her?
Roll initiative.
Calling the Pope.
Brian, the first time's free, but after that.
I know.
17.
16.
Plus 2.
Please roll heavy.
19.
I need to stop 17. Them from doing 19. Everything 17. I think
they're about. I got 11.
19.
Dude, thunder wave them. Knock them all down.
What'd you get, Enzio?
19.
What'd you get, Chester?
13.
What do you get? Right, I don't have any.
Yeah, no, I have a plus 2. Actually, last time I was looking at my intelligence.
Oh, well, that'd be a problem.
That would be a problem.
Oh, then I have more than that. I have like.
That would be a problem.
I have more than that.
Three more than what I said, so. Yeah.
I have more than that.
Yeah, I was looking at the same thing. I was looking over here, too. I was looking at initiative over here. I was looking over here as well.
Thing.
Good going,
tricky.
Right.
We're not sure that these are the people that we're looking for.
If we keep one of them alive, we can punch the crap out of them. Let's go help somebody.
Okay. You round the corner, and Enzio, you're first.
I sneak attack.
Which guy?
The guy with the knife.
Good call. He's not the closest to you. Shoot with bolts.
Okay. I crossbow him.
If you miss, you could hit the woman.
Oh.
Don't miss.
Do it. Aim for the head. Go.
Because he's kneeling with like her, like his knee on her back, and he's like going to.
Mark, do it.
All right, I do it.
All right, shoot.
Don't miss.
If you miss this.
Six. She's dead.
You asshole.
What's your plus to attack?
6 plus 7.
Oh, that's not too
13.
Bad.
13.
He's
13? Yeah.
Alright, roll damage.
You hit him in the groin. Somehow.
You shoot him in the left butt cheek.
8.
Alright, you shoot the bolt. He rolls off, and the arrow goes right into the throat of the woman.
Told you.
Oh,
and blood
Mark.
Just starts pumping into the snow.
Dude!
Told you.
And she's just like, you can hear her like gasping with just air coming out of her throat.
Is there something I can do to help
rolling
her?
Around,
Jesus,
holding her throat.
We need to save her.
I told you not a good idea, but everyone's like, shoot the guy anyways.
Can I give her a healing? Oh, I can't. She's fucking stabbed.
She's dead.
No, she's not dead yet.
She's not dead.
Surround her with shield.
All right, wizard.
Should I go after? Should I save her?
You don't have healing magic, but you do have a thunder.
I have healing potion, but that ain't gonna do nothing.
Well, you can't get to her. If
thunder wave. Thunder wave him.
I'll take the thunder wave with a charge, so it doesn't hit her. Just knocks them all down. 8, 16.
Nice.
What am I plusing?
I had the advantage. So I got 2 rolls last time.
John, 16.
Yeah, but you only get this one. All right, you hit all but one of them. Who looks? He's standing back and far. He looks like he's the guy in charge.
Yeah.
None of them move though. They all made their saving throws.
What?
Come
on.
Oh no! I 2 8s.
Who are these guys?
No, they took damage.
All right.
You hit them.
But they didn't fall down.
You just didn't throw them. Like,
all right.
Like
well, okay.
These.
All right. But who are still, these guys are like cement shoes over here.
Wow. Basically. And after you go, Goes to Chester.
Fantastic.
Come on!
You have like a...
Okay.
Although those are more like, they're like red shirts, so you can scare one of those.
Long again. Hallway. It's basically just a long... A long
yeah, it's alley. A street.
It's like an alley.
It's like a back alley. It's Skid Row.
Is there any cover on the sides?
There's buildings. It's about 15
it's five
feet wide.
Pods.
I know.
Enough for like two wagons to kind of squeeze through.
I would like to actually cast Blight on the leader, the man I perceive to be the leader.
Okay.
And then trying to minor action move into like a some sort of cover. That way if they do start.
Okay, you move kind of like there's not a lot of room in between the houses, yep. But you kind of move in like wedged in between.
Like even like a doorway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I should have done the whole.
And you gotta think like a D&D-er.
I don't. Because I don't play this.
You do play. You're playing now.
Not enough to
okay, roll 8d8.
Well, you're
8d8?
That's what you got, Bobby.
Oh, Jesus.
I should have went sneak attack on him.
Mark, it's okay.
It's okay. I feel bad that I killed that girl.
Well,
she's not dead yet, though.
Yeah, we can heal her.
I gagged her in the neck with a...
I had to do this four times.
Good thing it wasn't a poison arrow. She'd really have been dead.
What time am I going to make this?
But acid arrow, she'd really be in trouble.
5 and a 3 is 8.
It is.
10.
22. 5. 27. Cool.
You hit him. All of a sudden, you see his skin crack and, like, blood's coming out. Cool. And he, like, falls to his knees, but he's still alive.
Good.
Whoa.
Oh. Take that.
Badass.
Dude, son.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
We gotta interrogate him.
As he falls to his knees... You see him like conjure like a ball of fire, what? And he throws it towards you.
Sure.
Good.
20.
Oh, you're
double damage.
Up.
Nah, it's just an extra die. So you take 12 points of damage.
No save.
Whoa.
No save.
Okay, gotcha.
It's time to
screwing this up.
Should we bother saving this chick? I throw a shield on her, maybe.
That's not going to stop you.
I have a feeling
Huffle's
about to get magically teleported somewhere.
Is she dead?
She's negative. She's not completely dead.
We need to get to her before she bleeds out.
Huttle,
okay, next on the list is Albert.
All right, the guy that we perceive to be a leader, how close is he to me?
You can charge him.
All right, let's bring it.
Bringing it.
All right, roll.
Wow. Not, he didn't bring it.
That was not a 1, is it?
It's a 3.
It's a 3 plus 9.
Well, close.
All right, he charges, he swings. And the guy kind of like, because he's already on his knee, kind of does like a somersault, and the Hutzel just brings his sword against the building right next to him.
Oh,
that was very.
Thus, continuing one of our greatest accomplishments here at Dungeonetics. Why our DM is so much better than your DM? Yes, thank you very much for listening to Dungeonetics. Another amazing episode. We can be reached at Dungeonetics on Twitter, Dungeonetics at Instagram, and Dungeonetics at gmail.com. That's DUNGEONECTICS. Yes! Have an amazing adventure, and we'll catch you next time. Oh, even that's a catchphrase. I'm just tired. Tired of all this jibber jabber. Goodbye. Good night. And good luck.
We won't kill you, but you are going to have
but
a great tattoo
gonna...
when you come back. Yeah. The tramp stamp, the two squirrels?
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
In a big unicorn
a big
penis?
Nut?
Yeah.
Yeah,
a big nut. Yeah. And they're like, ah.
I did.